From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama told a packed gymnasium in Shaker Heights, Ohio today Americans are ready for health care reform. Despite what he called efforts by some in Washington to derail a potential overhaul of the nation's health care system, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Taking his health care battle on the road, the president again offered assurances that a new system won't add to the deficit, that people will be able to keep their current coverage if they want. And he answered those who say he's moving too quickly by pushing for House and Senate votes next month.
Whenever I hear people say that it's happening too soon, I think that's a little odd. We've been talking about health care reform since the days of Harry Truman. How could it be too soon?
While the president was on the road, word came that the Senate will not vote on a bill in August. Mr. Obama told his audience that that's okay, that he just wants Congress to keep working on it. Don Gagne, NPR News, Shaker Heights, Ohio.
More than 40 people, including three New Jersey mayors, two state lawmakers, and several rabbis in the New York metropolitan area, have been indicted in a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal. From member station WFUV in New York, Anne Marie Fertoli reports.
Those arrested include Hoboken Mayor Peter Camerano, elected just a month ago, Secaucus Mayor Dennis Elwell, State Assemblyman Daniel Van Pelt, and several religious leaders. Charges range from accepting thousands of dollars in bribes to trafficking human organs. Ralph Mara, the acting U.S. attorney in New Jersey, asked if it's any wonder corruption continues when so many are profiting.
For these defendants, corruption was a way of life. They existed in an ethics-free zone, and they exploited giant loopholes in the state's campaign contribution rules.
New Jersey has seen more than 130 public officials plead guilty or be convicted of corruption since 2001. Ed Kara, special agent in charge of the FBI's investigation, called New Jersey's corruption problem one of the worst, if not the worst, in the nation. For NPR News, I'm Anne Marie Fertoli in New York.
Ford, unlike its two major domestic competitors, General Motors and Chrysler, actually made money in the second quarter. The number two U.S. automaker says for the 3 months ending in June, the company posted net profits of $2.3 billion. Much of that was the result of the automaker's $10 billion debt reduction plan. Ford spokesman Mark Truby says as the economy improves, the company hopes to return to profitability by 2011.
What we're seeing is our underlying business is getting stronger each quarter, despite the severe economic environment. And we're positioning ourselves to grow profitably as the economy recovers.
Ford says despite the tough economy, its operating losses have narrowed. Both rivals General Motors and Chrysler have been in bankruptcy and also received billions in government loans. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 188 points to close at 9,069. That was a rise of more than 2%. The NASDAQ was up 47 points. The S&P gained 22 points today. This is NPR. A jury has convicted an Oregon man who believes in faith healing of a lesser charge in connection with the death of his young daughter. Jurors in Oregon City found Carl Worthington guilty of criminal mistreatment in the death of his 15-month-old daughter, wherefore the jury acquitted the 29-year-old Worthington of other charges. He and his wife had faced manslaughter and criminal mistreatment charges after their daughter Ava died last year from pneumonia and a blood infection. The Worthingtons are members of a small church that shuns conventional medicine in favor of faith healing. Lance Armstrong has moved up one spot to third place in the Tour de France after today's individual time trial that was won by lead rider Alberto Contador. Owner Beardsley sends this report.
Quatre, trois, deux, un, top.
One by one, the Tour riders took off for a 24-mile race against the clock around Lake Annecy. Armstrong, who generally excels at time trials, easily made up a 30-second deficit to overtake Frank Schleck, who was in third place. Armstrong is now back in third place, but he didn't do well enough to propel himself past Schleck's brother, Andy Schleck, who remains in second place. After winning the time trial, Alberto Contador now looks all but assured of his second Tour victory. Armstrong is 5 minutes 25 seconds behind Contador in the overall rankings. Andy Schleck is 4 minutes 11 seconds behind Contador. The race's next challenge is an uphill finish at the Provençal Mont Ventoux on Saturday, which could still shake things up just a day before the race ends in Paris. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Now, it looks like the hunted has become the hunter following the announcement. Volkswagen plans to buy Porsche. The announcement comes after Porsche's dismissal of its longtime CEO after he failed in efforts to buy Volkswagen. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.